Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and alohas to you as we get underway today. By the way, this breaking news just in from the sports desk. Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett is appealing his suspension for his helmet-swinging attack last week against the Steelers. This is believed to be the first time Cleveland and appealing have been used in the same sentence.
What day is it?
Who wants to know?
Why do you ask?
Do I have to go to school today?
One question begs another, which begs the question.
What is today?
Today is tomorrow.
It's not working.
And breathe.
I don't like it.
Seriously?
What day is it?
Oh, seriously?
I'll get my question answered one way or another.
Fine. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, it is time to start our show.
Okay, well, let's get rolling then, shall we? Great to have you along here on the Tuesday edition. I know what day it is as well. It's also Little Annie's birthday today. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Little Annie. As we get rolling today, as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here is how you join in and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. So, the latest edition of the Kangaroo Court was conducted today in Washington, D.C. The House Unintelligence Committee hearing from two witnesses in the ongoing impeachment so-called inquiry into President Trump. The witnesses, members of the NSC, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, wearing his Army uniform and all decked out with his medals, Special Advisor to the President Jennifer Williams, both of them raising concerns about interactions between the president and President Zelensky of Ukraine. Republican Representative Will Hurd questioned Williams about her knowledge of motivation for a potential hold on the military aid from the U.S. to Ukraine.
Did you participate in or overhear any conversations about how potential information collected from the Ukrainians on the Bidens would be used for political gain?
No, I did not participate or overhear any conversations along those lines.
Oh, you didn't? Well, then what the hell are you doing here? Because, you know, you're telling us your opinion? You and Colonel Vindman both are telling us your opinion? We don't need your opinion, Ms. Williams. Colonel Vindman, thank you for your service as far as that goes. But neither one of you set foreign policy. That is the responsibility of the nation's chief executive. If you don't like it, why don't you resign? Rather than attack your commander-in-chief. Speaking of whom, the president making some remarks to the media today, speaking first about the bogus, sham, disgrace to the country, so-called impeachment inquiry. Here is the president.
The Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam. It's a big scam. They're doing something that the founders never thought possible and the founders didn't want. And they're using this impeachment hoax for their own political gain.
Well, they think it's going to be political gain. I think it's going to be political blowback that is going to resonate in November, a year from now, less than a year from now, when Americans go to the polls and soundly reject all of this garbage that Pelosi and Adam Bullschiff are up to. The president was also asked today, did you see or hear any of the testimony of Colonel Vindman?
I never saw the man. I understand now he wears his uniform when he goes in. No, I don't know Vindman at all. What I do know is that even he said that the transcript was correct. And if anybody reads the transcripts, I had two calls with the president of Ukraine, who, by the way, said there was no pressure whatsoever.
Yeah. So, you know, but who are you going to believe? The transcript, which is the wording of the actual phone call, or Colonel Vindman, who has his opinion about, and that's all it is his opinion. So first it was quid pro quo. Then it was gaining a political advantage. Then it became bribery. You know, they're just going to keep throwing stuff against the wall, trying to find something that will stick. And so far, they are striking out. But, you know, they have their willing participants, their sycophants in the so-called media, the people who actually have the temerity to describe themselves as journalists when they are, in point of fact, nothing more than propagandists. Look at the way they treated President Trump going in for the first part of his physical. And we've got breaking news all over the place here. This just in. NBC News can now report that President Trump has had a heart attack. What's next? You know? BSNBC has learned that President Trump has an STD. I'm surprised they haven't gone there yet. The president also commenting on that today.
I came back. My wife said, darling, are you okay? What's wrong? Oh, they're reporting you may have had a heart attack. I said, why did I have a heart attack? Because you went to Walter Reed Medical Center. That's where we go when we get the physicals. I said, I was only there for a very short period of time. I went, did a very routine, just a piece of it. The rest of it takes place in January. Did a very routine physical.
Yeah, and so the media, you know, as all, oh, the president has had a heart attack. I'm surprised they didn't report that the president went there for psychiatric analysis because he's not mentally qualified. You know. Oh, they are so ridiculous. And the sad part is, as the president pointed out today, there's real stuff that needs doing. Like the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement to finally flush Clinton's NAFTA agreement that killed heaven knows how many jobs. The president also complaining about that today.
Pelosi can't get it off her desk. Just can't do it. The Democrats want to have it. The unions want it. The farmers want it. The manufacturers want it. I think the woman is grossly incompetent. And we're having a problem because Mexico and Canada are calling, saying, what's going on? So she's using USMCA to get the impeachment vote. And it doesn't matter, because right now you have a kangaroo court headed by Little Shifty Schiff.
Little Shifty, little bug-eyed Adam Bullschiff. I saw his eyes bug out like a frog. You know, I expect him to start croaking. Ribbit, ribbit. And, you know, it really is amusing because there's nothing there. So like the great writer Gertrude Stein, once somebody asked her about Oakland, California, and she said, oh, yeah, Oakland. There's no there there. Oh. And she was right, and there's no there here with this stuff either. Ay, ay, ay. But, you know, they're going to continue their merry way, totally destroying their party, appealing to nobody But the people living in their basements and Mom, is my toast ready? You know. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. When we come back, little Lindsay catching some heat. Big story at CNN today. Lindsey Graham taking heat from right-wing media for failure to probe supposed Democratic corruption. Yeah, we will delve into that. Some of the comments on here also are definitely worth sharing, the ones that can be shared. So stay right there. We'll be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show Tuesday edition here on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. Four consecutive hours. Every weekday, Monday through Friday, here on the Bobby Mac Show, Bob and the Bobettes, yours truly, the attack dog of the right, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the callers, making sure the trains run on time, and the birthday girl, little Annie in the news center, keeping us up to date with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew, and you are a part of it, of course, because you're there on your end of the speaker. And we thank you for that, loyal listener. In on the text line, Bobby, I love the backhanded slap today about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman wearing his military uniform. We know it was all for show. Bobby, can you spell treason? Bobby, it's another great day in America because Donald John Trump is president. Bob, here's a question. Who elected Vindman to determine international policy? Does he answer to the commander-in-chief of the United States or the commander-in-chief in Ukraine? No, he answers to the other FSOs, foreign service officers, at Foggy Bottom. There has never been a more elitist congregation of never-Trumpers than you will find at State. And these people believe that they are an entity unto themselves, unanswerable to anyone. Because, you know, of course, presidents come and go, but government bureaucrats are forever. Now, Bobby, have you seen that Amazon is paying $0 in federal taxes? Any way you can hit on this a bit? Thanks from Adam and Taylor's. See if we can work our way around theirs. Bobby, I resemble that remark about the brownies. Go Browns. Ha ha. And happy birthday, little Annie. There you go. Bobby, think California Dem Jackie Spire made an oops today. She asked Williams and Vindman if they've been treated differently since deposed. Vindman said he's been excluded from some meetings. Spire said, so there have been some reprisals. Bobby, protection against retaliation only applies to a whistleblower? Uh-oh. From Vivian. Bobby, Vindman needs to go to Leavenworth for treason for plotting against the duly elected government and president of the United States. Bobby, how stupid do the Democrats think we are when Juan Williams said today that both witnesses were not never Trumpers? Who in their right mind would admit that under oath? That would be their case blown up. Happy birthday wishes to Annie on the text line. Bobby, Fox News acts like that guy can't lie because he has on a uniform. Are you kidding me? Bobby, please address Schiff as Captain Kangaroo from now on. Bobby, who does this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman think he is? As a former Army officer, thank you for your service, I'm convinced this guy is a progressive never-Trumper or has delusions of grandeur. Not even generals would criticize the commander-in-chief in public, and this guy's an 05. That's his rank designation, by the way. A lot of speculation about why Vindman has been wearing his uniform. Some reports said that Adam Schiff asked him to do that. Others said that Vindman made the decision on his own. As a member of the NSC, he would walk around wearing civvies. He would wear a suit. When he's at the Pentagon, in his military officer capacity, he would wear his uniform. Now, it is his choice, I believe. But look, when you're a lieutenant colonel in the Pentagon, you might as well be a buck private. Because even brigadiers in the Pentagon are kind of ignored, you know, by all the multi-starred individuals wandering around at the Puzzle Palace. So if he's wearing his uniform at the Pentagon, it's like, you know, no, I'm paying attention to that guy. He's a light colonel. What's he know? But if he's wearing a suit, you say, well, then nobody knows who he is. Hey, we better be careful around this guy. We don't know who he is. You know? Is he somebody from NSC? Is he somebody from DIA? Is he somebody from CIA? Is he somebody from NSA? What are the other myriad alphabet agencies? So he decides to wear his uniform. That's you know, he has a right to do that, but boy. It sends a message, and not, I think, the one he wanted to send. How does Lieutenant Colonel Vindman pass his required weigh-ins and body fat test? He looks like a beluga whale that mugged a real soldier and stole his clothing. Hashtag too many chins. Bob, we saw something similar once before. Remember Richard Jewell, tried and convicted by ATF, FBI, CNN, the Atlanta Journal and Constitution? Yeah, Clint Eastwood's latest film is going to bring this one into the light. Bob, where in the hell is Vice President Pence? Why isn't he out there making the rounds going after these lying swamp-dwelling weasels? Don't know. Bobby, no, there's other issues to attend to. Yeah, it's a hoax, but what he's doing to farmers and deforestation and other issues is what's going to get him canned. Really? Really? Bob, careful talking about Schiff croaking. It might sound like a threat. Bobby, CNN actually got a piece of news right about Lindsay. Yeah, I'm going to get to that. And also, boy, stuff pouring in on the text line. Bobby, I have no doubt they literally scripted this congressional inquiry while they were in the basement a few weeks ago. I mean, literally, scripted it. Well, they did all these people were being interviewed publicly on TV, at least the part that TV chooses to show. I think some of the networks bailed out on it today because it was a bore-a-thon. But what do you think they were doing when they were down there in the basement? It was dress rehearsal before they take it on the road in public. That's what they were doing in the basement. Bobby, regarding Amazon and taxes, businesses are fictitious entities. They do not pay taxes. The consumer pays all taxes levied against them. Raise taxes on businesses, the price of goods goes up. Income taxes are punishment for success. Bobby, old headline, Nancy Pelosi, maybe I was right the first time, double, toil and trouble, the wicked Speaker of the House today added Eye of Newt to her bubbling cauldron, saying the inquiry must be taken seriously. And this is the same Fruit Loop who said we must pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. Right. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. This piece with Lindsay what do you know? Stop the presses. CNN has a story that actually bears some semblance to reality. That's next here on the Tuesday edition of the Bobby Mack Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 3:37 now, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. A few housekeeping notes to get you up to speed with for today. As I mentioned yesterday during the 5 o'clock follies, we did our annual interview with Barbara from the Turkey Talk Line that's put together by the folks at Butterball. And so we are giving away $15 gift certificates good for the purchase of a Butterball turkey every day this week. Gave one away yesterday, and we'll be doing the same today. And it's very simple to win it. When you hear the turkey gobble like this, then just be caller number 5 at 241. Are we using 4334, Moneypenny? We are? Okay, good. Regular contest line number 241 4334. When you hear the turkey go, just be the fifth caller, all right? And you'll get a $15 gift certificate from our friends at Butterball for the purchase of your Thanksgiving bird, all right? Meantime, we have another announcement to make that also revolves around Thanksgiving. We are going to be presenting on Thanksgiving morning a Thanksgiving Day special from 10 until 11 o'clock in the morning. Bill O'Reilly with a one-hour interview with President Trump. Okay? Providing insights on the latest issues impacting the country, including, of course, the ongoing impeachment hearings. Bill will also ask the president for his take on current events, his vision for the campaign ahead, and what he is thankful for. The exclusive interview will be must-listen from start to finish. So again, that is Thanksgiving morning, beginning at 10 a.m. for 1 hour, Bill O'Reilly, one-on-one with President Donald Trump. Okay? The other piece of housekeeping business, my interview coming up later today with the president's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. She will be joining me on the program right after 5 this afternoon. And we'll be talking about what's going on in Washington. She is, of course, married to the president's son, Eric. Okay? So Laura Trump joining me right after 5 this afternoon. Now then, to little Lindsey Graham-nesty. This from CNN Business. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, whose stock has risen in conservative circles since he became a close ally of President Trump, has come under fire in recent weeks from right-wing media personalities who do not think he has done enough to probe supposed Democratic corruption. See, what the president did, well, we know that's all true, but what the Democrats did, their corruption, well, that's only supposed. The right-wing media personalities, including heavyweights such as Tucker Carlson, Lou Dobbs, Rush Limbaugh, and others. That would be me. Others. I'm on the Roy bus, you know, as Dabo would say. Okay, starters up here on this bus. Rest of you guys on the Roy bus back there. Have suggested Graham is failing the president by not using his power as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee to investigate the origins of the Russia probe and most recently the impeachment inquiry. The Justice Department has opened up a probe into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation, but Graham now facing scrutiny for not delivering on his word. Said Tucker Carlson, Lindsey Graham is the committee chairman. He claimed he would get to the bottom of it. Why hasn't he? Well, that's a fair question. Republican Senator Rand Paul agreed that Graham has the power to drag these people in for questioning and said he has encouraged him publicly and privately to do it. Carlson added later in the segment, when he goes on cable news, not on this show, but in others, and he makes these claims, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm fighting for you, and then, oh, well, yeah, we know what comes then. Right, crickets. That's what we get. Carlson is far from alone. The chorus from the right-wing media has been growing louder over the last several weeks. Lindsey Graham, you're the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, said Sebastian Gorka, the former White House aide who now hosts a radio show. You can subpoena whoever you want. You can subpoena Adam Schiff. You can subpoena the whistleblower. Where are you? El Rushbo, top-rated conservative talk radio host, asked a similar question. A lot of people raised a good point. Where's Lindsey Graham-nesty? Where is he? He's got a Senate committee that he runs. He could be subpoenaing people. He could be demanding to see. He could be doing in the Senate what they're doing in the House, except he could be doing it to the people that ran this phony investigation into Trump. Lou Dobbs, Fox Business Network host, said in late October that Graham is an embarrassment who has not lifted a finger for the president. On the pro-Trump internet, the Gateway Pundit, a blog notorious for peddling conspiracy theories, that would be anything actual that the Democrats have done, but which is popular on the far right and amongst Trump supporters, has been blasting Graham. He lied, one headline recently read, fraudster Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham has refused to call any hearings on FBI, CIA, Spygate, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Mueller, Stephen Halper. Trump is known to consume right-wing media, so the commentary could help shape his opinion of Graham, who has become a close ally of his in the Senate. Carlson, Limbaugh, and Dobbs are all known to be close to Trump, giving their opinions extra weight. A spokesperson for Graham declined requests for comment on the attacks on right-wing media when reached by CNN Business. The Graham spokesperson, however, pointed to a recent interview Graham did on Fox, in which he said some areas of jurisdiction fell under other Senate committees. Oh, I see, Lindsey. So that's why you go on these shows and you talk big about what you're going to do, and then nothing happens because it's actually under the aegis of these other committees. When asked in October about Graham's criticism of his decision to withdraw from Syria, Trump said Graham ought to find out what happened with former FBI Director James Comey, former Deputy Director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, former FBI agents Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, and former President Obama. Trump said, seemingly referring to the origins of the Russia investigation, that's what Lindsey ought to focus on. So how are people reacting to this story on CNN? Well, for those of you with a long enough memory who may recall the last time Lindsey was on this show, which ended badly because I took phone calls and he was pretty much eviscerated, skinned like a buck, it was pretty much the same story. I'll share some of those with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show, here on Tuesday on WORD 106.3 and 101.5 in Anderson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. 3:51 now, 9 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line. I think the texter accidentally got this one reversed. The text says, Lindsay maybe wanted to remain at room temperature. I think you mean Lindsay wanted to avoid being at room temperature. Bob, Lindsay doesn't have the cojones to do anything. Bob, Graham has said he's giving up the chairmanship after the elections. Yeah, which is pretty arrogant on his part. He's automatically assuming he's going to be reelected. I mean, he probably is. But, yeah, he said that he's going to turn over the Judiciary Committee to Chuck Grassley. Well, may as well. Grassley may do more with it than Lindsay has. Until then, Texter says he's doing all he can to protect the Democrats and their agenda. Bob, are those Lindsey Graham confrontations on podcast? No, I believe they're too old. I believe we weren't podcasting in those days, which is a shame because it was highly entertaining, somewhat inflammatory, but highly entertaining. Sorry, Bob, can you tell us again when Bill O'Reilly's interview with President Trump will air? Certainly can. That will be Thanksgiving morning between 10 and 11. A one-hour exclusive interview, Bill O'Reilly, one-on-one with the president. Now, Bobby, somebody should toss a bucket of water on the Wicked Witch of the West Coast, a.k.a. Nancy Pelosi. Hopefully she would melt. Melting. I'm melting. Bob Vindman looks... I probably am not going to go. Let's just say that the texter says Vindman doesn't look completely straight, okay? Bob, wearing a military uniform did not stop Michael Flynn from being attacked. Yes, certainly didn't. They went after General Flynn, who had a somewhat more distinguished career, I believe, than Light Colonel Vindman. Let me scroll down quickly and catch up with a few that I have not had an opportunity to share here. Bobby, Adam Dipschiff looks like the guy with the shrinking head on Beetlejuice. Bobby, how boring is life in Vermont that the whole state was captivated by a missing golden retriever? Just out of curiosity, I went back and looked at the bio of the guy that wrote that book. He's been for like 20 years, he's been the Associated Press reporter in Vermont. Right? And look, he's feeling the burn, okay? Bobby, can you get a few sound clips from the Bond movies of Roger Moore or Sean Connery saying Moneypenny and play the clip when you refer to her? Happy birthday, Annie. Bobby, the impeachment clown show is for one reason, to affect the 20% of independents by constant repetition of the lies, hoping to sway 10% of them. That's the 10% that never watches Fox or listens to talk radio. That's their target audience, the ignorant. Well, they may be watching Fox now, you know. Fox, by the way, you know, if they wanted to hear liberal commentators like Juan Williams and the rest, I'd just go to CNN or BSNBC, okay? What, are you guys going down the Chick-fil-A road now? We'll talk more about that in the next hour, by the way. Quickly to the phones. Toby is along. He is in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Big Mac, how's it going?
So far, so good.
Well, I just want to make a comment about Rip Van Lindsay.
Yes.
I think what he's doing is, since him and Trump didn't really get on a good foot when he was trying to run himself for president, and
right.
He done the cell phone thing and all the other comments, maybe it's Lindsay's way of getting revenge or getting payback.
Yeah, it could be, I guess. You know, talk big and then end up doing nothing. So you'll look as if you're putting a good face on it, but in point of fact, you're not doing squat.
Yeah, I mean, he's always going to do the status quo of nothing. So when you expect nothing out of nothing, you get nothing.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty much. It is pretty much a zero. Thanks, Toby. I appreciate it. Some of the comments on that CNN piece. Terry said, the South is rising again to get rid of this all-mouth-and-do-nothing senator. Time for him to put his money where his mouth is if he expects to be reelected. Luke said, why are people shocked by this? He's always been a conservative when reelection is looming. I just wish more people would see through him and vote this guy out. Jody said, good. The rhino has to stick his finger into the wind first to see where opinion is trending. Denise said he works for himself, doesn't give a crap what the people want. For God's sake, vote him out. Laurel commented, he knows if he does anything that his hero, McCain, will be revealed as a co-conspirator in the whole anti-Trump collusion by the Democrats and rhinos like McCain in the deep state. Rusty said, election year, he'll say anything. He's a turncoat, self-serving traitor. McCain's boy through and through, swamp resident. Hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show on the way next here on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.